changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I want to share a couple of stories about how even the most unappealing at first glance dogs actually turn out to be gentle, beautiful pets. All it takes is getting to know them. And that is one of the many themes in our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Dog, which will probably make you want to go out and adopt a dog from your local shelter right away if you don't already have one. Brenda Beatty has a story in the book that perfectly illustrates this point. She adopted a dog that everyone said was no good. It was a collie that lived across the street from her best friend in their farming community. And this poor dog, his family kept him on a 5-foot chain all the time, and they never played with him. If anyone got near him, the poor abused dog would go crazy. He would be snarling and jerking at that short chain. Brenda was afraid of him too, but she also saw sadness in his eyes, and she realized that he was just plain miserable. Finally, the people who owned the dog were told that they had to get rid of him because he was a public menace. They were going to shoot him. So Brenda begged her dad to save the dog's life. She tried to convince him that this dog would make a great farm dog. And luckily, her dad gave in, and so they took this collie home. And he fought them every step of the way. And when they got him home, he immediately ran away and hid in the woods. They let him be, but Brenda had a plan. When she eventually saw the collie again, he was watching her from the woods. So she started putting out food for him, and he always took the food. After a couple of weeks of that, she decided to put out the food and sit there right next to it. And when the dog showed up, she held the food in her hand, and she waited for the dog to come to her. He snatched the food from her and ran away. But it was a start. Over the next few weeks, the collie learned to trust Brenda, and he ended up becoming her best friend. She named him Bobby, and he was a gentle, loyal dog. He was her supporter and her protector and her comfort when she was sad. Brenda says, "That formerly abused dog had so much love to give. I had a small white kitten that would crawl up on his back, dig around to make a nest, and then fall asleep with him. Gone was the angry wild beast. In its place was the sweetest dog ever." That dog Bobby taught Brenda very early in life never to give up on someone. She learned that bad behavior could be a result of abuse and pain. That's the kind of life lesson from the dog that can inform the way you interact with other people as well. Another example of how we turn into better humans when we learn from our dogs. In the case of Marilyn Wallace, who has another story in our book, the dog that she almost didn't adopt wasn't a behavior problem. She was just plain unattractive. Marilyn and her husband were devastated by the loss of their beautiful golden retriever after 11 years. Her husband, Alan, wanted to get another dog right away, a rescue dog this time, so they reached out to a friend who worked for a local animal sanctuary. And he came over with photos of the dogs that were currently in residence, but none of them felt like a fit. So their friend said he would be on the lookout for their perfect match. A week later, he called them, and he said that he was fostering one of the dogs that they had rejected. Her name was Sadie, and he really thought that she was right for them. The only problem was that Sadie looked awful. She was bony, and she had a really sparse coat. She was a greyhound mix and not at all pretty like their golden retriever. But their friend convinced them, just spend the weekend with Sadie. And even though they didn't really like her, they could see that she was friendly and really gentle, so they agreed. Well, Sadie was smart. She could tell when Marilyn was already sold, so she focused on Alan, who still needed to be convinced. She snuggled up with him while they watched TV, and she pulled it off. Alan was enchanted. Marilyn says that after they'd had Sadie for a while, Almost imperceptibly, this scrawny, almost hairless dog blossomed into a beauty. Why? Because we'd fallen in love with her. They had Sadie for 8 wonderful years, and she got more beautiful every year, which is why Marilyn titled her story, Never Judge a Dog by Its Cover. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Let your family and friends know about it if you're enjoying it. And if you have family members who are new to podcasts, show them how to get a podcast on their phones or computers. I'm actually so excited about this book that I'm going to share more than 20 stories with you in future episodes and in a few episodes that have already run. If you'd like to learn more about this new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Dog, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can look at the front cover and the back cover and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. Come back next time for a fun episode about cats. I'm going to share 2 stories about cats who decided where they were going to live, and their humans couldn't do anything about it except go along.